This is New England Public Media. The smoky back room where political deals used to get made has been replaced by a Zoom meeting from a lawmaker's home office. I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
It's good to hear you. The Massachusetts House budget debate begins today, as you well know. Usually there's a lot of negotiating going on in the members' lounge, but with the pandemic precautions and many of those lawmakers are going to be remote, what are you hearing about how all these budget details are getting sorted out, and should we expect any surprises?
Yeah, they're working on all of this, as they usually do. The House Ways and Means Committee spent the school vacation week combing through the more than 1,150 amendments that were filed to this bill. And they are preparing for the typical multi-day affair. But as you pointed out, a lot of this will be happening remotely. The Speaker's office encouraging members that don't need to be at the State House or in the chamber not to come. Staff will be limited inside the chamber. And these meetings that usually happen as they bundle amendments by subject matter in the members' lounge is also going to be happening remotely, but they will be zooming in and going through these amendments with the members. Every member will get to make their pitch for these amendments and debate them if they want to. We're just going to see a lot more of this happening over Zoom. It'll be interesting to see how efficient this will be. This is probably going to be more like the usual budget debates that we've seen in the past, unlike last year's that happened late into the fall, early winter, at the end of 2020, when they were just trying to get a budget in place. This is a chance the lawmakers are trying to use to get a lot of their priorities into this budget after more than a year of sort of a pent-up energy, if you will.
Matt, this is about more than 1,000 amendments, is that correct?
That is correct.
It's going to be a long Zoom. They're going to have to renew that Zoom meeting, I imagine. On to some movement in the state Senate, which is working on its own version of the bond bill for a new Holyoke Soldiers Home. And it's a $200 million more than the one passed by the Massachusetts House. So what's making up the difference, and will that extra cost imperil its passage?
Yeah, this is an interesting bill. This was something that the governor filed to build a new soldiers' home in Holyoke, but it had a time limit, a deadline. The governor wanted this bill actually by April 1st to meet a federal deadline to apply for federal matching assistance. The governor has submitted this application as this bill moves through, but we heard during the hearing some lawmakers feeling a bit rushed, and we're seeing perhaps some of the effect of that in this Senate version of the bill. The $400 million to build the Holyoke home is in there, but the Senate has added an additional $200 million in authorization. The governor doesn't have to use it, but in bond authorization to fund studies of what it would take to increase and improve care for veterans in different ways and potentially build satellite campuses that would improve geographic equity for veterans who can't easily access either the home in Holyoke or the second home in Massachusetts in Chelsea. So that is a wrinkle in this bill, as well as the Senate's decision to remove a project labor agreement, which would force a lot of the construction on this project to be union labor. But some have raised concerns about whether or not that would discourage the use of minority-owned firms. So both those things could delay this a little bit, but shouldn't impede its passage in the end.
Okay, we'll be looking for that as we continue to cover that out here. The state has now followed the feds, Matt, in saying it's okay to resume the use of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot vaccine. One of your colleagues reported last week that even during the pause, providers around Massachusetts kept reporting uses of the vaccine. So what was going on there? And we have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, this was a we had some trouble figuring out what was going on, but in the daily reports, Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses kept being reported. The administration said that this was primarily due to a lag in reporting, but typically we're told that lags in reporting usually last 1 to 2 days. We were seeing new J&J doses being reported up to a week after its delay, but as you mentioned, over the weekend, the administration authorizing the resumption of Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is welcome news for communities who have been trying to use the single dose shot to reach hard to reach populations like the homeless and other homebound people.
We'll continue to cover this with you, Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. And you can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.